Howdy folks, this is Shane. Welcome to the In The Blues Tone podcast, coming to you in 4K for the very first time and also in its full duration. Every time I do a podcast, I generally break it up into smaller sections. I might still do that, but what I'll also do with this video is put a time code in the description, so if you want to skip ahead to any particular part, you can do it that way as well. I thought I'd group this whole video together as one long podcast. I kind of wanted to do one coming up to the end of the year last year, 2017, but I was so busy. I did the 50 videos in 50 days thing, ended up being more like 60 something videos in 50 days, so it was a crazy time. And I tried shooting this before and I was too tired and it came off pretty boring. So I thought I'd do it again with some good information as well as some updates to the channel, which is probably where we're going to start for this particular podcast. So for those who don't know, you can absolutely get this podcast on iTunes. It's free to listen to. Just type in The Blues Tone Podcast and you can find it from there, or go to inthebluespodcast.com and you can listen for free on my website also. I thought I'd go over a couple of the stats relating to last year as well, just to show you how much the channel's actually growing. So welcome to all the new subscribers as well. Last year we had 23,000 new subscribers, and that also takes into account the people that left the channel as well. So overall, in complete total, after the losses as well, we had 23,000 new people join up, which is amazing. So welcome to the channel. Awesome to have you here. Last year, my goal was to try to get to about 1 million views a month. It didn't actually happen for the first part of, maybe the first half of the year or more. But towards the end, I actually peaked at about 1.3 million views in a month, which is insane. So it's been really great. We've got 11,750,000 views in 2017. When I first started out on YouTube, I never thought I'd even reach 1 million views. But once I got to 1 million views, it didn't take that long before it started to cascade. I was kind of lucky in a way. I started off on YouTube early on, but I've always tried to develop the channel to make it better and better each year, which is something I'm going to get into a bit later on as well. The most popular video for the channel in 2017 wasn't a gear demo or anything like that. It was actually the top five guitars that don't hold their value. I was really shocked when this video took off. Kind of not shocked. I started a new thumbnail strategy as well, and I thought, you know what? I think I've captured something in the picture that might make people want to click on it. But the great thing about YouTube is if people don't watch the whole video, it doesn't get pushed through. So the majority of the people that watched that video watched the entirety of it, which was amazing. So it did extremely well. I think it's up to about 210,000 views already since October, which is insane. I check my stats a lot, and that one video seems to be one of the most hit videos for my channel. And it will probably continue to do so as well. It definitely changed the way that my channel was found. I've worked that out as well. So there'll be other videos like that coming up this year as well. I might just do, you know, a week, a block of a week of videos that are really different, just to mix things up and keep it sort of fresh. So that's the plan. I know that they're not everybody's sort of cup of tea. You might be here just to see pedal demos or guitar demos or amps and all that, but I like to mix it up also for my own sanity. In 2017, I also went to Jerry's Lefty Guitars in Sarasota, Florida. I've still got more videos of his I need to edit and get finished as well. There's a couple more coming up over the next few weeks as I'm shooting this, so that's pretty awesome as well. We basically have some acoustic videos coming up and a few more electric guitar videos, as well as some shootouts, which I totally forgot I had. I actually demoed a couple of his amps as well, so those videos will be up also. I'd never shot that many videos in such a short amount of time. Every day I was shooting between 10 and 15 videos. It might not sound like a lot, but it is. You basically got to be playing okay, you know, delivering your lines and all that kind of stuff, and then there's lots to edit. I learned a lot about multicam shooting and what I'll be doing next time I'm at Jerry's as well. I'll definitely be taking this camera as well as one of my others to make the file management so much easier. I might do a video about that at some point. I know a lot of other YouTubers check out my channel as well, so I might do a bit of a behind the scenes thing next time I'm at Jerry's also. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun for me. I think I have the largest archive of left-handed guitars on the channel now, which is fantastic. So yeah, it's really cool to sort of have a niche like that on YouTube. The great thing about going to Jerry's and shooting all of those guitars is even if you're a right-handed player, you can still pick these guitars up and buy them as a righty. Obviously, these are just unique sometimes to his shop as a lefty. So that's what's awesome about it. Guitar Search Saturday seemed to have gone over really well as well. I plan on doing more of them in 2018 as well. I also want to find a couple of different types of shops to go to. A lot of the stores that I've done videos of in Melbourne are the ones that I wanted to do on the most part, and a couple of those have actually closed down. So it's a good little bit of history regarding some of these guitar shops. I also really want to head into a couple of used guitar stores as well. I think that's maybe a little more interesting than retail shops. If I really start to struggle to find shops, I may ask other YouTubers or even some subscribers to submit videos that they want to see on Guitar Search that Saturday. I think that would be really, really cool. A huge shout out and thanks to Dr. Rick for helping out with Tally Tuesdays, as well as a few other videos on the channel as well. It was great to sort of do a series of videos that were a little bit different, just focus on one style of guitar. I really enjoyed that personally. I got to borrow some stuff from Sky Music as well as Rick's huge collection, and we put together a video a week for about 8 weeks or something like that. So that was awesome fun. And a huge shout out also to Ryan for the Shane and Ryan Monday sessions that we were doing. Ryan got sick, I got busy, and then our paths didn't sort of meet up again. So what we're going to do is try doing some more videos this year. I've been in touch with him regarding a few other ideas also, and hopefully we can bring you some more content with us and maybe focus a little bit on the playing too. I think, you know, Ryan's a really great player. I'd love to pick his brain and maybe share that with you guys also. The live streams and live hangouts and all that sort of stuff went over well also. It's really cool to do that. A lot of people don't seem to understand what the live stream is, and I know it's not for everybody, but basically it's a way for people to sort of interact with us and for me to interact with them. I also do the community hangouts, which is essentially subscribers who want to jump on and have a chat with me personally via webcam. We can do that, and those are the hangouts that we do once a month or something like that. I haven't done one for a while. Like I said, December was really busy. I'll try and schedule one in coming up pretty soon, but they're a lot of fun for me as well, and it just breaks it up as opposed to just doing, you know, hangouts with other YouTubers. That's cool, and I enjoy doing that as well, but it's great to get people from the community involved with that. If I had to pick one piece of gear from last year that was my favorite, it would have to be the PRS SE. It's actually right behind me right now. I love that guitar. Everything about it's great. Plays well, sounds great, it's light enough. It's not too heavy, you know, it's right in the middle there. It's perfect weight. And what can I tell you? I absolutely dig it. So my piece of gear of the year is easily the PRS SE in terms of guitars. In terms of the studio gear for 2017, I would have to give it hands down to the Two Notes Torpedo Live. If you're a YouTuber or someone who dabbles with home studio stuff and recording, you can't go past the Two Notes Torpedo. I love it. I think it's one of the best things I've ever used. And it's just so simple. A lot of people say, oh, you can get the same sort of results by daisy chaining this and this together. Yeah, that might be the case, but in terms of functionality, I turn it on and I'm ready to go. There's nothing quite like it out on the market that does what it does as well. And that's what I like about it. It's just a simple rack unit. You can take it to a gig and also plug it your amp direct straight into the PA that way as well. But I use it just to record my electric guitar here at home. It sounds phenomenal. Thinking about all the pedals that I've demoed last year, this would easily be my top five. So the VS Audio Vibler pedal, I love this pedal. I think it's just a great sounding, Leslie-ish kind of pedal. It just does that whole warm analog thing extremely well. Great thing about it is if your volume's here, the waveform kind of goes above and below. A lot of cheap tremolo pedals or whatever, which is a different type of sound, only go under your volume. So it sounds like you're losing volume. This one has this really big round sound. I haven't heard anything else do anything quite as well as that pedal. So VS Audio Vibler, it's an amazing pedal. The next one is a Lunarstone 3-stage rocket. I love this thing. I've been using it live a lot when I don't want to take my pedal board, and it just absolutely plays itself. It's got the Overdrive 1 and Overdrive 2 that they make in one pedal, but it also has a clean boost that you can go pre or post. It's fantastic. If you haven't seen that demo, I'll pop it up in the cards and you can check that out. The next one would be the Kali 76 compressor pedal. Wow, I haven't been blown away by a compressor in quite a while. This particular compressor blows me away. I really like the Wampler Mini Ego compressor as well, but the Kali 76 is on a whole different level in my opinion. It's got a studio grade preamp in there. It's really, really cool. I'm not one to really use compressors, so for me, I'm always like, oh, I don't know, but I tried it with acoustic guitar and I tried it with bass and it sounded amazing. So yeah, actually I've lent that to Dr. Rick at the moment. He's got it at his place, but it's a monster pedal, no doubt about it. The next one that I have to mention is the Buffalo Effects Carrera Overdrive. Wow. Like, for a single overdrive pedal, it has a bass and a treble control as well. You can get just about anything out of this pedal, and it sounds glassy in a good way, you know, clean and full. It's got just the right amount of dirt. You can dial in anything from off clean all the way through to pretty heavy. In a live situation, it's almost second to none as a single gain stage pedal. I would put that up with my favorites of all time, hands down. So yeah, it's handmade in France. It's one of those pedals that a lot of people don't probably know about, but check it out, the Buffalo Effects Carrera Overdrive. It is awesome. And the last pedal on the list would be the Chicalis Audio Works delay pedal. It's the Tillet delay. This is an analog slash tape delay pedal. You can change between modes just with the flick of a switch. I'm partial to the tape delay mode. What I love about this is its simplicity. Three controls and a toggle switch. It doesn't have tap tempo. That might be a pro or a con depending on who you talk to or what your personal preference is. But for me, it doesn't really matter. I don't find like I need to tap tempo it given each song. I just kind of set it up and it works well irrespective of the tunes I'm playing live. So I really love it. I love it's also really small as well. It looks unique, but that looks don't really matter. But that said, it's a great sounding, dead quiet analog delay slash tape delay. Definitely check them out. So in 2017, I cut back the amount of cheap pedals I was demoing, or at least cut back from the amount of companies I was receiving stuff from. It's just too overwhelming and time consuming to do way too many cheap pedal demos. It's not really worth my time either. So the two that I'm gonna give a shout out to are Donna. They made so many great pedals last year, including those three-in-ones like the Alpha Drive, I think it was called, phenomenal pedal. They just make really great mini pedals as well, and something that's a little bit different. But I have to also say the Sonic Cake pedals, which came out late last year, I think I got my hands on them. Wow, they were fantastic. And the people that I've then sold the pedals onto have emailed me saying, these are great, like, wow, I can't believe how good they sound. They do. The delay was fantastic. You could use that on a board, no questions asked. I would basically put those pedals up there with the Tone City pedals in terms of quality, except they look really cool. They look different. I mean, the Tone City stuff's good, or the Move All or Movel, or however you say it, those pedals are fine as well. The Sonic Cake pedals just look really professional. There's something about the visual of them that I really like. Might not be for everybody, but tone-wise is where they shine. They absolutely rock. If you haven't seen my playlist, check it out. It's up in the cards. So what's coming up in 2018 for the channel in particular? So each and every year I try to do something better for the channel than I had the year prior. So a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago now, I bought a couple of Canon cameras that I was using. They were HD ones. The start of last year, I upgraded to 4K as well. So I ended up getting two Sony AX53 cameras, which are awesome. I still have them. They're sitting right here. So these are kind of like my C and D cams now. You might be saying, what does that even mean? So I've got two primary cameras that I'll choose over those in most situations if I'm shooting at home. This is actually brand new. This is the Panasonic GH5. I know not everyone's into cameras, but some people are. So I thought, you know what, I'll tell you a little bit about it. So the GH5 is an amazing looking camera in terms of visuals. I hope this new video quality is at least noticeable. It should sort of even make things in my little room here look a little bit better. That's the plan. Last year when I was at Jerry's Lefty Guitars in Sarasota, Florida, he had a whole handful of really great Panasonic cameras, and it completely converted me over to Panasonic. The Sonys are still great, but seeing lots of footage shot at the same place, I much preferred the Panasonic for a few reasons. So I ended up upgrading to an FZ2500, which I've got over there right now. It's a fixed lens video camera, very similar to the GH5, but it has a fixed lens. So it has some sort of drawbacks, but at the same time, for just point and shoot, it is absolutely amazing. It has lots of great functionality, much like the GH5. Now, if you're not a camera nerd, that won't make any sense, but this particular camera now is the Panasonic GH5. I researched these for months before I make any decisions on anything, and the GH5 kind of seemed like a no-brainer for me. At the moment, I've just got the kit lens on here, but it's still a really good lens. It should look nice and clear and clean and all that kind of stuff. But I do want to get a 20mm one, and I think that will make a huge difference to certain shots. And this is just stuff that I want to do to make the channel look better, to make the videos look better. and all of that kind of stuff as well. So each and every year I try to bring the video quality up, whether it was moving over to a Mac to use Final Cut, which means the editing looked so much better than when I used to use my PC with Sony Vegas. It just was night and day, and a whole lot easier and quicker as well. But that said, the video quality should be getting better. I plan on also making a few tweaks to the format of the videos as well. And that's something that I started doing. You might notice it, you might not. I've only done it on one coming up so far, but I have a few other videos that I wanna put together that I'm gonna try the new format on and see if anyone comments on those also. So that's it in terms of the camera talk. Just so you know, in basic terms, I now have four 4K video cameras. It's kind of overkill, I know, but I think long-term, it'll be a really great decision, especially if I'm shooting the band and I wanna have multiple angles and close-ups and I'm not actually behind the camera. That's where having more or multiple cameras work. And all of those Dan Electro demos, on the most part, I had three cameras. I had primary looking at me, one on the pedal, and one on my hands. I'm actually getting some guitars sent to me a little bit later this year, in March, I think, and I wanna have more than just two camera views. So I'm gonna try a few new things artistically, put that in quotations, and see if it looks any better. As of shooting this particular video, I'm just under 79,000 subscribers, so I'll be doing another giveaway between 80 and 90,000, which will be a pedal or something like that, mailed anywhere in the world. Now, what I've done on previous giveaways is change a poster, much like that random zombie one that I have behind me right here, and anyone, the first person to find or mention that in a comment wins the pedal. But I change these posters up quite a lot, and I always end up getting people commenting on my videos for about a month after the giveaway is already won. So I may mix it up this time. I'm gonna have to sort of strategize and come up with something that I think is gonna work and that is fair for everybody as well. I only have one rule with the giveaway. Anyone who's already previously won it can't win it again. I like to keep it fresh and, you know, make sure people who haven't already won something get something from the giveaway. On the last giveaway, VS Audio actually jumped on board. I did two between 70 and 80,000 subscribers. The first one I gave away out of my collection, and the second one, VS Audio actually sponsored that particular giveaway and they mailed it directly to the winner, which was awesome. So I'll have a chat to them, see if they want to get back on board again. If not, I'm sure I'll have plenty of pedals for the next giveaway. As of the 11th of January, which is the date today of 2018, I still have quite a number of pedals to get through that were sent to me last year. So the pedal demos will still be coming out kind of regularly, and then I'll be cutting them back. I have a whole new series of videos I want to be doing with Rick, which isn't relating to Telecasters. I'm not even going to give that away. I think the idea is hilarious, and him and I are going to make a bit of noise somewhere and film it, and I think you guys will get a kick out of it. It might answer some questions that everybody wants to know. At least I know I want to find out exactly. I don't want to even give it away. I don't even want to speak about it because as soon as I do, I'll ruin it. So I'm not even going to give that away. But rest assured, the videos I'm doing with Rick coming up when we schedule in some time are going to be hilarious and informative too. That's the idea, but they're going to be different. So yeah, I hope you like that series. I've shot a video similar to this several years ago and it went over really well. It's not like a comedy sketch or anything. It's an actual video about something, but I think it's just going to be... it's gonna be cool, that's all I'm gonna say. So I plan on also shooting some videos more relating to guitar playing as well, maybe getting out and playing live, maybe doing some of our own gear rundowns and gigs and all that kind of stuff as well. Shooting some of the equipment that I get to test live, because I think that also shows off whatever it is in a different capacity than just playing at home. I've also shot a whole lot of new backing tracks or recorded a whole lot of new backing tracks for the channel as well. So I'll have probably 10 more to choose from the collection of backing tracks. And that was awesome. I did that with my friend Drew. That video will be up, I think, either today or tomorrow as of shooting this. I'll put a link up in the cards if I have any links available left, and you can check that out as well. It's a little bit of behind the scenes stuff about the recording process. It's always fun getting new gear and checking out new stuff, but it also comes down to how you use it. I should actually apply that to my video camera gas I've got going on, but I'm actually gonna be using these every day. But the thing is, I'll make whatever I get work on the most part, and I think you gotta take that same approach when it comes to guitar playing. You know, if you've got a favorite pedal, you want to get something else, you'll dial them in pretty much the same. Do you need to get a second pedal? There'll be a couple of concept videos coming up as well, and just explaining, I guess, maybe the trappings of the industry as a whole. It just seems to be a lot of that stuff. I won't be going to NAMM. I got offered a free flight over in exchange for links on videos. You might think I'm crazy, but I'm definitely not going to go this year, at least. I think I might go the following year. We'll see. I'd like to go in just as an audience capacity, just to go and have a look. I might be back at Jerry's in June, and if I can hang around there until summer NAMM, maybe I'll go do that. I plan on collaborating with a few other YouTubers next time I'm in the States as well. It's hopefully catching up with Pixie Licks as well. That was always awesome last time. So maybe we can go do some other stuff. And I'll try and shoot a Guitar Search Saturday where you don't get seasick watching it next time I'm with him too. That camera, man, it was bad. Anyway, it was hidden and it was just a mess. There's definitely another collaboration I'm doing with Robert Baker coming up, who has a fantastic YouTube channel. If you haven't seen his stuff, check him out. I'll put links in the description as well. And he basically asked me if I'd be interested in doing a collaboration video with him. And this was the premise. And I thought, yeah, you know what? Absolutely. It's right up my alley. So I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I also have a few plans to get a couple of my favorite YouTubers on one of my videos on my channel at some point as well. In not a discussion type of sense, but more about music. So that's the plan for this year. And I have a few other little things as well coming up, but we'll save that for another podcast. I think 2018 will be the year. The channel absolutely rocks and we should get to 100,000 subscribers in no time at all. I sort of anticipate it'll be around June, but maybe it'll be before that. The stats kind of are all over the place when it comes to YouTube. Some days you'll get, you know, 150 subscribers. The next day you'll get 75 or 50. You can just never tell, but it's getting more and more consistent and it's getting more around the sort of 80 mark, which is really cool for a channel my size. So it's definitely growing. Things are good. I'm always open to taking on suggestions for video content as well. I know not everything that people see on the channel is what they expect to see on the channel, but I also just don't want to make it too predictable. I think the problem with channels, they don't take enough chances, and I'm being guilty of that in the past. That's why I started the podcast. That's why I've done certain types of live streams, the hangouts, all that kind of stuff, just to mix it up from my regular content. I really think playing live is going to be a huge part of this year. So some of the stuff that I really dig, and if I say, hey, this is a really great pedal, I may actually take it out live and film it at a jam or a gig or something like that, and then show you how it sounds in that type of context. I think that's important as well. And if I do any really good gigs, maybe I'll put up some clips from that as well, just so you can check it out. I always get asked, do I play gigs or do I just jam? I do both, but for originals and blues, you know, gigs are getting harder to come by. I don't chase them as much these days either. I don't get any satisfaction out of dealing with people at pubs. They're generally unreliable and the customer service in Australia is awful. So people just don't get back to you. And all they do, but it takes them forever. And by that time, you've already got something else organized. So for me, I just do a handful of gigs a year, but I go jamming with Rick and Brian, all those guys as well. So the standard's going to be good of whatever video I put up. I try not to put up junk on my channel at all. So if the playing's crap, it's not going to go up. It's as simple as that. Or if the audio quality's not quite right. But the great thing about this particular camera is I'm getting this XLR adapter that was sent to me for free from Panasonic. It can take up to 8 weeks, so it might be a little way off right now, where I can actually hook up a couple of condenser mics to it and get some really great audio direct to the camera. I've been using my Zoom H1, a portable recorder, which is fantastic as well, but having that option with that XLR adapter is gonna make recording just awesome in a live situation. So I have a festival on the 20th of January this year, and hopefully that XLR adapter turns up by then, because I'll definitely take it with this camera and a couple of my others and get some footage from the gig. So that's the In The Blues Tone podcast for January 11, 2017. Now, I know I haven't talked about any new stuff in the industry or anything like that. I figured what I'd do would give you some channel updates about things that have happened last year and things that are happening this year. And then we'll get into the regular podcast about stuff that's coming up in the industry throughout the year. So there'll definitely be more of these coming up. So stay tuned for more. Thanks again. Don't forget, you can find it on iTunes, listen to it for free, just by typing in the Blues Tone Podcast or inthebluespodcast.com. Thanks again. Please give the video a thumbs up if you lasted this long. If you're watching on YouTube, I really appreciate that. Share the podcast around with your friends if you're on iTunes, if you do enjoy it. Thanks again. Catch you soon. See ya.